no ulterior motive, so he says, Omer Rav Yochanan, Sheva Bilis Baalis Rosh Beis Shoch, Shenema Be'alo Kol Anof Al Shoch, Vokum Mishanye B'Bila Delei, Omer Rav Yochanan, Kol Tivoson Shel Rishoyim Me'inu Al Roa Al Tzadikim, Shenema Rishon Lochum Midabem Yaakov Mitiv Avra, Bishlem Rash Apia, Al Tiv Amayloi, Al Rav Shmamin Al Tivos Roi Shmamin, Tribini Shoyon, Warned Levon, that he shouldn't say anything to Yaakov, not even good things. What's wrong with good things? He'll compliment Yaakov, so. Because Tovoson shall be showing Roy's a tzaddik. A real tzaddik doesn't enjoy compliment. So maybe by Yoel, she had no amore from this new sweet season. So this is the kashi. What is the response? Misanya Mavera, so what if Misanya? But it's she is, but it's Yava Valiot because the Nivales is not Mechuyeves to Misanefesh Yasa. Vinei Namo Delikoshele Terog Leitave, Kedamun and Shilo Pirid Mezio Neo, Desta Kaka Lomo Yisro, Mikomo Ki Lomo Mishapcho Akosov Vali Nemes Navea. So the Gemara's kashi is not Nisayin Avir and Mimele, how is she allowed to do it? She was allowed to do it because of Sakonis Sefoshis, of Klal Yisrael. But the Pesik Mishabeach, oh, I was allowed to do it, but it shouldn't be Mishabeach. The Pesik Mishabeach, she's, in other words, it's not only that she cannot be blamed. When the Pesik Mishabeach doesn't mean that she cannot be blamed. Anyway, what could you do? My have never, but you don't have to be Mishabeach. Let's say if somebody is man is an Arab also, an Arab is a Sodor, even an Arab has with him, you're a commission or you're a Tzohyan Razi, but you don't have to be Mishabeach, an Arab also that was raped. It's not a fault, but Ravon, she's not a Chitaz, she's not even clear to do truly everything. But Mishabeach, why Mishabeach? What did she do? She did a mitzvah. She's not a chataz, but she didn't do a mitzvah. So the question is, here the pasuk is Mishabeach. Yoel, after all, she did an act that is sinful. But under those circumstances, she had to do it. But it was something that is, the act was not a glorious act. She had to do it. So sometimes a person has to do, you know, under special circumstances, something that is very excruciating, that is painful. He had to do it. We have to be not so glorious. But it's still, it's an excruciating act. So why is the Pasuk Mishabeach? So it says, if she enjoyed it, some male couldn't be Mishabeach. So the Gemara says she didn't enjoy it. The reason is why the person Mishabeach, because it involved excruciating pain for her. Why? Because Tivoson Shel Rishoyim is Rois Al Tzadik. So the way Joel felt, it involved great pain. So what's the pshat? The pshat is the, so the Meshiv Tova has a tshuva in a sieve, a tshuva you test in Chelik Krishna. So he says, he discussed, he mentions it in connection with Machlekes. Machlekes, Sheikhad, right? So, and the Nitziv did not like Machlekes. Even Machlekes Lishe Shemaim, he didn't appreciate it. So he says, so he mentions the Gemara Itaf Ein Tes in Vobasre, Boi Becheshbe. The Gemara Vobasre maybe? das ein Chesam und Beis. Oma Rav Shmuel ben Nachman Oma Yechel, mei dich sie, da okin jim wa hameishli, hameishli meilu hameishli bi Yitzchot, du und Chesbi, du und Nechashit Chesbi nishal Olam, hefzed Mitzvah kineget Zchor, uschar Avera kineget Hefzed. Tibbonu vidikim. So, the question is, in Tzivest, you are Meishlim Yitzchon, Deo Cheshbin, Deo Nechashiv Cheshbin Yisrael. So, superficially it appears very strange. Deo Nechashiv Cheshbin Yisrael, so let's say, somebody has an opportunity to eat Nevele Treifin Mechal Shabbos. So he tell him, Be Nechashiv Cheshbin Yisrael. Hefzet mitzvah kineget zchor, zchor aver kineget zchor. What kind of chesbonis is? He has to be a big accountant to figure out that the hefzet aver kineget zchor aver. I mean, how do you understand that? Chesbonis are always big chesbonis. You have to be very sophisticated and very smart to figure out that it's not... It doesn't pay to do an aver. It's a very simple thing. If he has any Yerushamayim, some Nimele, he'll run away from an aver. Bulu Nechashiv, Cheshbeinu Shalom, it's a big Cheshbein. It's not so pressure. So Mitzik says, here he doesn't have reference to obvious averes. Obvious averes, so Bulu Nechashiv, Cheshbeinu Shalom, Hefzet. Hefzet mitzvah kineged zchoro shchar avira kineged hefzeda. There's nothing to me lechash. You have to run away like from a fire. Never. But here it is reference to aviras lishmo. Sometimes he mentions it like a machlekes. He says, Gabi aviras lishmo, you know, when you make a machlekes and you talk lashon hara and you do this and you do that. Sometimes you have to do it. You have to. Sometimes there is such a situation. You have to be miskated. It's a pleasant thing. It's not there. Shtot is a ma'aver. It's not a nice, glorious accept. Shtot. But sometimes you have to do an act that in itself is not a nice thing. In itself is not a nice thing, because of special circumstances. You have to do it. You have to do it. Habol hog, hashkin hog. Is that a nice thing to kill? You see, we have all kinds. Yochvatzil bechem vog. But under the best of circumstances, it's a most excruciating act. It's a very painful act. So, when somebody kills a Redev, so he enjoys it. It's Yaakov Avinu. He prepared himself. So, Vayiro Yaakov Vayitza. Vayiro Shemo Yehorek. Vayitza Shemo Yehal Yachem. But why Yachem? That was up to him. He would be a Chayte if he didn't do it. Because Abel Hogo Hashem Hogo, but still, he was tormented by the fact that he'll be forced to kill some of Esau's men. So that's Avir Lishmo. Doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom Avir Lishmo. Dil Avir Lishmo, the mitzvah of Lishmo Chas V'Shalom. You know, it means it's not an Avir, but the act in itself is a sinful act. But under special circumstances, he has to do it, he can't help it. So when it's a question of Avir Lishmo, then you have to be Mechashiv Cheshbein Yisrael. If it's an Avir, a pure, simple, there is no Cheshbeinus, you have to run away from an Avir, like from fire. Don't Mechashiv Cheshbein Yisrael. It's a very difficult question to determine. No, but it's not a regular Avera. It is an Avera Lishmo for lofty purpose. Let's say, Ktote, gegen Apikorsin, gegen Mensch, gegen against people, you know, who are trying to bring a house. But you still have to foresee there might be repercussions, and maybe it will be damaging, maybe it will be counterproductive, maybe it will be this, maybe it will be that. So you have to make hashkash benes, and then, if the cheshbon leads to the conclusion, you have to also redo it. That's a very lishmor. So then he mentions this gemara in Ozio, and here he is. He said the pshat is that if the act is not a nice act in itself, but we have to do it for certain reasons. Of course, it has to be our opinion. He can't use his own intuition in it. So then he has to make sure that there is no element of personal enjoyment. If there is an element of personal enjoyment in an avir lishmo, you cannot be mishaleach. You can't condemn him, my avir neba, you can't say that yor is a chatas, but you can't call it tzadikus either. But the posik is mishaleach, so it's not only you can't condemn her, you can't condemn her, you can't rebuke her, no. No, Yam Shabeyacha, she's sadrigus. So that's because she didn't have any enjoyment. If she would have any enjoyment, even though it was one of the circumstances when she had no other alternative, she wouldn't be sadrigus. Couldn't condemn her, Chas V'Shalom. But it's sadrigus she wouldn't be. Sadikin make sure that even when they do an avera lishmo, and it doesn't mean chas v'shalom avera lishmo, it means something that normally is an avera, but they do it under special circumstances, lishmo, and it's not an avera, not chaitim, but if they have a personal enjoyment, they're not tzaddikim. That's how the Nitziv explains. That's the plain pshat in the Gemara. So, why was Yoli Sarekis? Because she didn't enjoy the relationship. It was the most excruciating experience. It was painful for her. So, Mele, I think, according to the Rashba, you see, according to Marik, so she was Asura Lebaya. And from Rashi, it appears like the Marik, from Rashi Megillah. According to the Rashba, Moshe was not a soul of Baal. Because the Rashba says that the reason is to why Maris Mutar is a soul of Baal, because she's not a Musa, she's a Pishas, she's a Shemikor of Amazit. So that means according to Rashba, the reason is to why Shishazinsa is a soul of Baal is because she was over on the avera of Ismus. But when she's not even on the avera, then she's not a shulabal. So certainly Esther, when Mordechai told her, and she had to do it because of Atzilus love you saw her. So she was not a chitas, and she's not just a demons. She was and I'm Musa Gmura, because my Havir Nebat, what's the criterion whereby we determine whether one is an Onus Gomor or is not an Onus Gomor? My Havir Nebat, focus, had no choice. So the Rambam says, the three Aviras, Yehoi Avir, Olavur Nerak is Potravosh, because he has a Dinos, but he's a Chaitin, he has the truth. So, because they can't see my Avu Merah, because you see my Avu Merah, this is my Merah. The Amos told Ruvain, you kill Shimon. If you don't kill Shimon, I'll kill you. So my Avu Merah, he had no choice. His life would be lost, and how about Shimon's life? That is not as precious as your life. So it's his fault. So it is his fault. So Melech, and more or less, but in the case where the alternative would be that Chas V'Sholom, the whole soul should perish, so then we say, my Havimah, what could you do? If the only question draws of her life, so should I sacrifice life? That's more simple. But to let Klal Yisrael perish, that cannot even be Ilah Radas. So it's my Havimah, she's faultless. But it's Tzadik, she isn't. If she enjoys the relationship, she cannot be condemned for enjoying it. That's a natural thing. It's a natural thing. The Gemara says in Ksuves that Chelosa Beines Viseif Borotzen is Mutaras Labar. Why? Because the human age, there is no prayer chafish. There is no prayer chafish. But, so Mele, if not for the fact that if Voson shall show him Tsar, Rory, Isol Tzadikim, so then Yoel still wouldn't be a chitas, but she wouldn't be such a tzaddik as either. Because she enjoyed an act that is vulgar, profane. The act is a vulgar act. But she did it with lofty, sublime motives. Fine, not a chitas. She had no other choice. The alternative would be to let Klal Yisrael perish. That is not considered Nachash. Let Klal Yisrael perish. But she wouldn't be in Haimatri because she was involved and in a vulgar act, profane act, and she enjoyed it. She cannot be blamed. She lost her beinus, received her heart. So she enjoys it, but she's still Mutaras Labar. But not something to be proud of. If a woman is raped at the very outset, and then in the end she enjoys it, and she even, the Gemara means that even if she tells him she enjoys it, it's not her fault, it's human nature. Human fraud, but you can be Meshabeah. It's a day that she isn't. Unless she's in the Matroge, not to enjoy it, like you. But she's Mutaras Labar. So he had to, according to the Rashba, he didn't have to divorce her, but Mordechai, but Esther wanted to be divorced. Because then she could not be considered a tzaddikis. Because if he didn't divorce her, then she wouldn't have. So the relationship with Ahasuerus wouldn't be an excruciating experience. Now that he divorced her, so that means every time Ahasuerus had a relationship with her, so it was an excruciating experience. But if he didn't divorce her, so if it had been the way it was before, Tivalas Mechikish Lachashvias, Vyishevas Mechikish Amorcha, so they shouldn't be Tzadikis. She wouldn't tell us about it. But Mitzad Midas Chassidus, he divorced her. In order that there shouldn't be any element of Anoia. This is what Mitziv says. If it's an Avera Mishmo, then the tzaddik has to make sure that there shouldn't be one iota of enjoyment. One iota of enjoyment. And this is how Rabbi Yisrael Salanter explains the Gemara. Kol tamut chocham she'neikim v'neita k'nocha she'neita m'chocha. You know, there are certain people who understand it kipshute, you know. They try to be naked with the Gnoch, so that's not a chat. In Kol Tamutchachem, she naked with the Gnoch, in the Tamutchach. But so the Ksos Lanter explains it as ignoring Tainis, the Osit Lovei, So there'll be convention of all the animals. Because then it could be gods even kibbles, so they'll not be highest office, not be highest office. So they'll have a convention, and then they'll have a discussion about their past. So then they'll discuss their past. So all the animals will rebuke the Noach. Of course, it's not to be understood, Kipshute. So we'll rebuke the Noach, they'll say, all right, we are high status, we devoured people and everything. We enjoyed it. This was our food. But you don't even enjoy and you bite people. Why are you such a wicked, vicious person? So all the animals will rebuke the Noach. So then the Gemara in Tanya says that in killing there are certain tricking that refer to the Baal Lashon Hara as Noach. Because the Baal Lashon Hara doesn't even enjoy it. What does he enjoy? He just eats like a sadistic animal, actually, most of the time. So the only people who might have a real enjoyment, a monetary enjoyment, are the media people. Sometimes they get a higher salary, if they expose a certain person, so they get a contract for $1 million, if you can expose a presidential candidate that he was involved in a foul relationship with a certain woman. So then they get a contract for $1 million. So they are the only Baal Lashon Hara who get money. But usually the average Baal Lashon Hara, what kind of enjoyment you get? Tell the story, this one is theirs, this one there, this one is stupid. What kind of biological enjoyment, what kind of physical enjoyment does it derive from it? So that's like a Noach. So Shlomo says that's the pshat. It's in line with the Nitziv's pshat. So that kol tam tzchachem sheinikim b'nita k'nochosh in a tam tzchachem. In other words, sometimes a tam tzchachem when apikosim or other rishoyim, they attack him and they call him all kinds of names, he has to react, because if he will not react, but he has to react to Shem Shemayim, because if he doesn't react, so then it will invite more and more chutzpah like that. But he has to make sure that he will not derive one iota of enjoyment. He will have to pay. Then he's allowed to be naked later. If he feels he's in the matrege, being naked and nater and have excruciating pain, he's allowed. But if he is not sure that he's in that matrege of being naked and nater and be tormented by this, so then he's not allowed to be naked and nater. It's the same thing as the Nitziv says. So anyway, the Nitziv bases upon the Gemara. Here in Ozia, that Toposon shall we show him, so Roy is al Sadiq. So Yoel, when she had a relationship with Sisro, and she invited it, at that time he didn't even think of it, he wanted to save his life. So she, in order to have him killed, to apprehend him, she offered it. So she had to make sure that she will not have one iota of annoy. One iota of annoy. So the same reason Esther made sure that Mordechai has to divorce her. Because if that made, that assured her that she'll never enjoy a relationship for her. Like this, there are certain biological laws, and no one can defy the physical laws. The Gemara says, "Tchilosi beinus v'seifi b'rotzen v'nitaris l'ba." Can't help it. But she enjoys it. But she can't help it. Platica. It's Sadeke season. Sadeke season, otherwise. Everybody has to be sad. But Esther refused to go to Ahasuerus unless after that she will never have any relationship with Mordechai. Because if she would continue having a relation with Mordechai, how was she sure that every relationship with Ahasuerus will involve excruciating pain? Now she's sure, because she knew never again with Mordechai. Off! But in Achlami, she was not a soul of Bible. She was not a soul of Bible. And maybe there's the pshat in Rashi. In Rashi Miguel. As Rashi says, from Miguel. Because it was not midaiti, but as I said before, because Esther was thinking that might, because of her, encouraging encounter towards Ahasuerus, because until that time, Esther never came to Ahasuerus. She only came when Ahasuerus killed her. So Ahasuerus probably felt she doesn't like it. But why would she come? She can't help it. So maybe Ahasuerus probably in his heart, he harbored a certain grudge against her. That's why Esther was able to exploit that. Now when she came to him, so Ahasuerus became convinced that Esther loves him and Esther waits for the having a relationship with him, so that might induce him. She didn't know, but might induce Ahasuerus to call her more often. But Sarpedin, that wouldn't be called Midaiti either, but still. So the Rashba could agree with Rashi's pshat. So Mele, that's more of a reason as to why Esther insisted that there should never be any relationship between her and Mordechai, even though Pidin Materis, because then how can she be sure that she will not enjoy the relationship with Ahasuerus? Human nature. You have to be super, 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 super human not to enjoy it. But if she severs all relationship with Mordechai, so then every relationship with the Ahasuerus will involve excruciating pain. So maybe it will be a very small. Otherwise it wouldn't be a very small. Alright, she cannot be condemned. But it's a danger either. That's the pshat according to the Rashba. I think that's really the pshat in the Gemara according to Rashba. Alright. Now, we finished the Gemara, I think, now, up to Gishizik Havamazel, the thesis we didn't go over, but we finished the Gemara. So now, the Gemara, I would like to go over the thesis and the Rosh on Kislev Vila. Rabino Rai Asura Litman, we won't finish the Gemara after Kishiz Karamaz, but just the last piece, because of the taste. Rabino Rai Asura Litman, Hakeisel V'Oilom Shenofle L'Shos Rabin V'Yiziku Potom L'Shal Nosno Rizman Lokitz Soilom V'Lister Sakeisel V'Nofle B'Sef Hazman V'Yiziki Potom L'Achra Hazman Chal Hirchadon I daf kere bin rab bin ishmur ane bila ma ishne bila de ziki mos ushmurasi oracho ham nam e ziki mos ushmurasi oracho I dle yaf kere mu ishmur do ma kule mi bila ma adma ane bila le ulam daf kere mu vli domi e bila ma le bila shechim tkosa si yosle nezik tima bahane shechim tkosa si yosle nezik shei yafiach ma li shei shechim daak yosle azik bila tkhiach ki chozer ad The thesis. How the day? The Khir and Mira, so what is the Morris Russian? Did after Bin Rab Bin Shmuel Hanabea. So the question is, what is the Morris have reference to? To the King Cell, to the Ulan. Right. The Khir and Mira, the Haime Kishiziku case of Ulan Bishas Nifir. Good. But for Hochem, the Dhamma Yibir, because there are two kinds of Hezekim can be visualized. One, as they fall, so somebody passes by, in the case of Dio falls upon him, he gets hurt. So then, the case of Vilan are active. Or, after they collapsed, then somebody tripped. So then, the case of Vilan are passive. So when the Gemara says, Hanabeya, does the Gemara have reference to the case where the Hezek occurred? But Bishas Nefila, it couldn't be Be'er. Then it would be Eish, not Be'er. Because Be'er is passive, and here it's active. Or, the Gemara is reference to the case where the case of Yilon Amazig in the course of Nefila. Or, the Gemara is reference to both situations. So there are three alternatives. This is discusses all the three alternatives. לכן לא דאי מקישי זיקר קייס לדיום משעס נפילי גוף ואף רוח נדם לבייר ולקום הרוח אי בהד ניקו אז לקום אסקן יש So if we say Pashtus Haloshin of the Gemara is since the Gemara doesn't say I diko azle diko maske lacha nefile and lacha shifkiron Hanabir. The Gemara says, Yitrach Efkiran Hanabir. The Gemara doesn't even discuss Elah Hanifila. So, that means that the Gemara is reference to a case of Kishiziku Bishas Nifila. And it's still the Gemara says Hanabir. When you come ahochi about the Kazu Kamas Kanish, they would be the Bezek Lachan Fila Mare. Amai Potom Lishal, Harajibu Shinofim Yadolo Lishalkon. ואיד אם כן להבו מיסטר לא כסמיסטר, אבל נושנו לזמן לפני זה ולסאו כמי. It says, לא כסמיסטר, so that means when Besdin inspected the case of Vilam, so the case of Vilam was still standing. כי מדויק נחל פירה, אף אגב דיבי, and still the Gemara says, I'm a bear. So the question is, how is it analogous to bear? Bear is passive. And the Nizek comes to the Mazik. Here, it's active. And the Mazik, in the case of Elam, they fall upon the person, the share of a pen. Avatar the Bear, only a Mazik, only a Hilchim Mazik. Still, the Gemara says, Yesh Elam bin Bear. The other Fezik did it. שאירחים ומזיקים מבייר שאין אירח מזיק אלא מזיק כן so this is true that the regular bayer is passive but what has more of a reason to be making liable active mazik or passive mazik of course an active mazik there is more of a reason we see we said in the Rashba that all the mazikim So I'm not based upon the Maisa Avira of the Ishmael, but upon the fact that he didn't write. whether it involves a Maisabe or it does not involve Hashem Kimbeir. So it's based upon the veil of negligence. Why? Because Beir is a passive. So if Beir is passive, is chayev, alas, kam v'chamo, an active Beir, is also chayev. Because, on the contrary, because being passive is a chesom, in liability, it's not in my liability. Is a reason as to why he shouldn't be so readily mechuyev. So Mele, if he bear is passive, he's mechuyev, or has come of a chamo, a bear that is active, he's certainly mechuyev. See, the Afat of the bear in Yeh Chazik, the Yeh Hilchem Masikim, Yeh Shlom Rambam bear, the Odi Chazik, the Duh Sheh Hilchem Masikim, the Duh Sheh Hilchem Masikim, and the Masikim Kimim. So Tensi says, that this Gemara has reference to the case when the Gemara says Yidachirinu Haimabeya has reference to the case or what was the case of Nur and Mazik in the course of the fall. But then he says that it was reference to a case where the case of Nur and Mazik after Nifile, after collapse, Vinira did the Hezek Zachanifile. Namu Messiah, who put on yourself, who redeemed Shalom, made a libel of Shemoth, a word of release, Gochu, it's how he called Kach, Maya, to hold like a ton and notional is man, is how he to live. They say, Mishum Dib says that he feel a good for Namu Maya. So in other words, the Gemara is reference to both situations, where the Ramazik, Pishas Nefile, and Ramazik Achan. Mamaya, the Muslim is man rocket for his first Macy come up. The hashtag is shopping. The damn little bay at fame age, the Afrogadi Shasna Fila, Yash did Macy Lash Milibay. The Mace Hollow Damnation Kirach and Willow. When the bay Hollow Damnation Kirs as your son, he knows it. And the car the Macy Bay, we should be hazy drach and the Fila, only Macy Kralish a little bit. Chikar is a little explanation because, in other words, the reason as to why, in other words, it bears a resemblance to Beir and the Pishas Nefile, it bears a resemblance to Beir and Teresh. But why does the Gemara characterize it as Beir, not as Eish? Because La'acha Nefile, so it is certainly like Beir, because Beir's no resemblance to Eish. So maybe even Kirin Nefile. So it is classified under the category of Beir, rather than Eish, because the Acha Nefile certainly couldn't be classified under Eish. So even though Kirin Nefile, it could be classified with good logic, but because of that's the pshat. Let's see the Rosh. Started in paragraph Aleph in the second column towards the end of the first big paragraph. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13. The 13th line from the end of the column. The case, because before that it is called Sarayan. Case of the Osh Nafresh Sarab in the Ziku, which is 0 dozen Mr. Akesa. The Loki Trailer, the Nosnale is man, the Nofle Bisek has man, the Ziku Pishas Nefile, or Yahan Nefile, King of Jnate Labal, Osh Nafle, or Nil, the Lohol of Nis Harak, Osh Nafle, the Nai Vifkion, the Lissil Kultur, the Havel Mahtum Zavar, the Senis Amel Kampe, and Yel Potter, מביאים נוף לאחר הזמן וזה ככה נפילה בין אפקרנו, בין לא אפקרנו, בין גמור ואין זה מאחלו מוסלות ומצוק לאחר נפסיס דיפשי אהבה ממשלי קוצי ולשוט ובסך הזמן ונזיק ולשעס נפילה ונסתפק בתאיסס even though tasters doesn't mention the suffix but still the Rosh says Nistatko so the Petul Harifte says apparently the Rosh had another thesis because in this thesis Tasteris says it Tasteris proves it but he discusses it but he says it with Pshitis so apparently Tasteris the Rosh had another thesis in which there is a suffix, because nowadays there is no suffix. What? Nowadays there is no suffix. Nistaf kubitesves, im yeshlam din eishe din beir. Vinira di yeshlam din beir. Like this, he says nowadays. Because the Rosh,
that
Purifarif,
that Rosh is the
first. He had another guess. Because it says, the main king is the Yeshua of your day. So it means that the Rosh had another tasteless. There are many tasteless, you know, so. It could have been from a different Bala tasteless, you know. So it says, in Stapu with tasteless, in Yeshua and Dine, Yeshua and Dine, Vinira and Yeshua and Dine, for the Domo Lavon is Akin in Masoi. And that's our tasteless. לעבון נשיג נעשו ישני חמריש גגי ונופל ברוח מצויו והזיקו דרך ללוחות דהנוך נעשו בעיר על דקייח אחר אבל קיסל ואילון מחמס רויס נופל מעצמון כי רואו שלו יהיו יחילים לעמד יסיע והזירו בזדן הבלים להפילה ואין משום דהלכים מזיקים מה שאין כדיבר לגריר מחמזה, וכל שנידס, ותאיס אלטיסס, וכל שנידס לחווי איסה, מידי דהב להקיר של אבן ברג ובאמתי, ואורך הראש הסרבים, ויזיקו, מידי משום דנטרוס הסיוס לא נזק, של צנת לי בר, זו שאי יחיח, זו שאי יחיח. Now, so, question is, בגמור אלון זה דעות, from Kis of Yom, from beer and chair, not from ish, not from ish. Even though if they are mazik, the shasn't feel it, then it bears a big resemblance. Ridesh, but still the Gemara doesn't even learn how it from Be'er and Eish, and not even from Be'er, Sheir and Eish. The Gemara just learns it out from Be'er and Eish, Sheir, not from Eish. So we don't have to learn it out from, we don't have to learn it out from Eish. Because, why should we learn it out? Because it's Hilach and Mazik, on the contrary. So that can be learned out from there. If there is Chayev, even though it's not a Lech Mazik, not a Lech Mazik is a Chisong, it's not a Mazik, in Chiyuvim. So Haskamo v'chamo, if the Be'er is a Be'er that is a Lech Mazik, certainly should be Chayev. Says, we don't know Lavoni Sakin Masoi, yes, with cash. Why isn't it done? They need to have only Sakin Masoi in Rishdali. We know for the whole hunts, manage the same thing. They will put it on the roof and then it falls down, magic, and because they fall. And here he planted a tree or he built the case and then it falls down. So it should be the same thing. So he says, no, it's not the same thing. L'idom l'avon esakine u'masoi e'shinich b'l'dam l'avon t'zirir d'hanoch nasa b'ir adi k'achach k'achachirin avokis l'vilom מחמס לא יעשה נפל מעצמו, כי ראו שלא יכלים לעמד יסיה, והזירו בזן הביילים להפילה. So, what's the difference? Because there, it falls down מחמס כיח אחרת. In case of Elon, doesn't fall down מחמס כיח אחרת, לא עושה כיח אחרת. How did it fall down? Because of the force of gravity. So, what difference does it make? A avonis akini masoe falls down through the force of gravity. It's the wind and gravity together, okay. In case of Elon, it falls down through the force of gravity and the Ruah in the Kaiser or in the Elon. So it's also Kiyach Achim. Why isn't that a Kiyach Achim? The answer is this. What's the aloha of Eish Avonis Akim Masrei Shemurim? If we say Eish Shem Chitzov, and if we apply the aloha of Eish Shem Chitzov, even Gabi told of Eish, on that point there is also Machlokes Hashem. Some Hashem say that Eish Shem Chitzov applies only to the other Eish, not to the Torah of Eish. But let's say, according to Hashem Makdeses, that Eish Shem Chitzov applies even to the Torah of Eish, if somebody leaves Avonis Akim Masrei on top of the roof and then he falls down Beruach Mitzuyo and his chidl and Odom has to pay the Aladron. So, what's the pshat? Why is the chitzof? Why is the chitzof? Because it's considered like his chetz. Because since he deposited an even a sakit on top of the roof and he knows that with an ordinary wind it might fall down and hurt someone, so mele the keach acher, the action by the wind is integrated with his action. Because that's how the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world and created man. Whenever a man does an act, and a man or an animal does an act, so he integrates the keach acher with his act. If I throw a ball, so it falls upon him, so there is, you throw down the ball, so there is a law of gravity. So in other words, when a person, when he acts, when he does an act, so he sets the forces of nature in motion. So the forces of nature are integrated with his act. That's how the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world. So maybe we say, Ishim Shemachitzah, that the force of nature, the act of nature, is integrated to it is. And even if we say that Ishim Shemameine, so it's also a pshat. Why is it higher? Because at the time when he deposited the heaven, the sakin on top of the roof, he should have anticipated that an ordinary wind will throw it down. Mashinkinia, you can't say he should have anticipated. Why? When he planted the tree, and when he built the Kaiser, so he should have anticipated that the Kaiser on this and this day will fall down, that the tree on this and this day will fall down. It wasn't something that could be anticipated, that could even be imagined at that time. But later on, years later, so it became Ura. And then, so Bezin told him, it might fall any day. But when it became Ura, he didn't do anything. There is nothing to integrate with his act. When you put his 11 sakin on the roof, so that's the act that is integrated with his act. Because he should have anticipated. You're putting an heaven on the roof, don't you know that it might fall down? By no was done in the construction of the Kaiser, that at the very outset he could have expected the Ruach Mitzuyo to collapse the Kaiser. At the very outset it was very strong and sturdy case, but in the course of time it became weak. I don't know, because of hurricane, because this, that, other reasons. People threw many stones on the case, it became weak. Then Bezdin told him, it it's very weak. You have to tear down. So he didn't do anything. So how can we say Mishmachulim Shemeich? That's the pshat in the Rosh. He says, Mach Masoriya. The Lidomerli, Avon Esatim Masori, Shini Vajdar Nachum Tzuri Zigdoch, and Hanuch Nasu Pira Adi Kiyach Achayim, Avokim Sodilam, Mach Masori Yosef, Nofu Mas, Mitrosh Yechim Lam Yosef, Yezir Bezna Abayim La Pira, Yim Shum Yerucham Azikim, Hashem Kim Liberia, Mitriya Mach Masoriya, because on the contrary, the fact that it's passive is a result. So Be'er Yischayev, even though it has the kule of being passive, al haskam v'chamo, if it does not have the kule, and it's active, it's certain shechayev, v'kolshki, diyush lechayev yeseh, v'midu da'abakim sher evan berag lebehemte, v'hol cholosh yusharabim v'iziko, v'im mishum b'intrios hasiyos l'meze, Shel Yechiyach, Shel Yechiyach. And the question is, what's the raya, the analogy, with Akeisha Revan Beragla Behemte, the whole Cholosh Yisarabim Vizi? Over there, so it's not Erech Mazik. Be'am Zgalgal is Erech Mazik. Somebody trips over it. So the one was, so Akeisha Revan Beragla Behemte, the whole Cholosh Yisarabim Vizi, it means not when it's wet, but so then it's not, somebody trips over it. So Mele, it's, so over there it's not Hilech Mazik. There is passive, the Be'am is Galgal. Mashenki, here it's active, it acts the same way as Avonis Sakini and Masoi, Sheinichem Berishgago Venofu. So the Nachozovitz is the Kashin. And then the Nachozovitz gives a very remarkable shot. He says, now, Eish, Be'er has two characteristics. One characteristic of Be'er is that it's passive. Passive doesn't do anything. Somebody trips in, falls in the Be'er, trips over there. It's passive, doesn't do anything. Eish is active. It falls, or it burns, it falls, it burns. Then there's another characteristic of Be'er. By Eish, so the music comes, approaches the mazik. The music approaches the mazik. By age, the mazik approaches the music by age. By Be'er, the mazik stays in its place. Doesn't move. Stays in that locket. And the music comes to the mazik. So there are two separate characteristics. He says, by Be'am Yisgalgal, so of course Be'am Yisgalgal is reference to the case when it was Mazik not the Hadith Ghazle, but somebody tripped over it. So this Lachashinov, so in that case, it has both characteristics of it has both characteristics of Be'er. In other words, because first of all, it's passive, it's huzak, not hizik, and then the nizik comes to the mazik by beramizdal. But in the case of kisadilon shenoflu bishasit nitzile, so then it does not have the characteristic of huzak, it's hizik. Because huzak is hizik, so that's no chisson on the contrary. If huzak is chayef, so hizik is certainly chayef. But how about other characteristic? When that by beir, so the nizek comes to the mazik and approaches the mazik, and by eish, the mazik comes to the nizek. So as David says, that is only here, since it's from the Milo Limato, when it is on a vertical plane, so then it's considered that the Nizek comes, when it's on a vertical plane, so then we say that it comes from the when it's on a vertical plane, so then we say that the nizek comes to the when it's on a vertical plane, so then the mazik has to come to the nizek. But Mashenki, in the case of Elon fall, in the case of Elon fall, so in other words, we do not say that the mazik comes to the nizek. The nizek comes to the mazik because it falls only on that place, from the height to the bottom. So in other words, it couldn't, the mazik cannot, has its own sphere. One more thing, that from the height, from the minor and matter represents the same mocking. And the vertical plane is different between us. So when the ish spreads, or even when the oven is akinu masoi, so they fall down, they don't fall down exactly, you know, in a vertical plane. It always falls down in a horizontal plane too. So we say that over there it's ish, because the mazik moves from its original place. And it comes to another place. If you move on a vertical plane 1 inch, so that means that the mazik goes to the nizek. Mashinkin, by case of Iran, they just fall down in the same mocking. So the nizek has to come to the mazik. But we say the nizek has to come to the mazik. True, the nizek comes to the mazik, but the moment here, he comes under the kinsel, then the kinsel falls down on him. So he falls down on the same okay. So it's like a long mazik. So Miller, that's the analogy with Biram Isgal. The question is, what kind of analogy of Biram Isgal? Biram Isgal is Mamish Bear. Mamish Bear. Only thing is, it wasn't but it has both characteristics of bear. In other words, it's first of all it's huzak, and then the music comes to the mazik. But here it doesn't have the characteristics of bear. It's hizik, and then the music comes to the mazik, and the mazik comes to the nizek. So he says, no, the analogy with Biram Isgalgal is because Biram Isgalgal had both characteristics of Beir. Masheinke, but this has one characteristics of Biram Isgalgal, just as Biram Isgalgal. So the nizek comes to the mazik, so here too the nizek comes to the mazik, because it falls upon him. Only Mimaru Mato, so the music has to come to this point. And the Hiluch is only from Mimaru Mato, it's not a Hiluch on a vertical plane. So that's the analogy, because they both have the same characteristic of the Nizek approaching the Mazik, not the Mazik approaching the Nizek.
נשאר רשום מלך, כתוב הרבנו מיטב שבו הוא מיטב כמה נשאר להם מיטב שבו של ניזק ומיטב כמה של ניזק דיר רבי ישמו אבל כיבו אומר לבוא הכוסו ולמיגמס לנזוק ולמיידיה ותרווחים מהם שרבי מאחלי כס ביטון רבי ישמו ורבי כיבו ובוא עושה מיטב שבו הוא מיטב כמה נשאר להם What does it mean? Does the Mazik have to pay from the Meitav of the Mazik or from the Meitav of the Nizik? So, if Lubin Tarasvor, we should say Meitav. If the Torah mentions Meitav, so he should have reference to Meitav of the Mazik, Meitav of the Mazik. But Rabbi Shmuel still says, no, but he has to pay Meitav of the Mazik. Now let's see the last. Meida Sodeo Shem Nizek. Shimoch Lo Arugo Bisodeo Shomim Arugo. Mishubacha Shem Nizek. Kamo Yofi Achshov. In Blue Peris. Vichamo Ki Yofi Blue Peris. Vimeisek. Now. The Salkadaitach of the Gemara was that Rabbi Shmuel shikris, but of course the Maskoni is not like that. But Rashi is just explaining now, according to Salkadaitach of the Gemara, that Rabbi Shmuel shikris, that if the Behemne eats up, let's say, an inferior Aruba of the Mizek, so then he has to pay the value of a superior. In other words, suppose the music is there are all kinds of arugas, there are arugas of better tui and inferior tui.
You mean more expensive?
One second.
More expensive tui.
No, I mean better, yeah, that's right. So so the shita of Rabbi Shmuel is that he has to pay the arugo mishubacha shel nizik. Mishubacha shel nizik. Even if the behemo eat up an inferior arugo, but he has to pay the arugo mishubacha shel nizik. What kind of it? It's not like that, but if it is like that, so then it is like a knas. In other words, that's the shita of Rabbi Shmuel. So Rashi explained it according to Harami. Meitav Sodeo Shel Nizek Shimoch Lo Arugo Bisodeo Shomim Arugo Mishubacha Shel Nizek Kamo Yofi Achshof Im Periseo Vechamo Ti Yofi Beloi Periseo. This is based upon the Mishnah Makenes. That whenever, let's say, somebody is magic, let's say, Behime, eats up a crop of tree from the sode, so we don't appraise how much is this crop worth in the market, unless it's already aimed to be harvested. So then we appraise it how much it is worth in the market. But suppose it's not fully ripe, and it's not aiming to be harvested, so then we make the shume, we appraise the value of the crop in terms of the whole sode. In other words, how much is the sode? Sode of the soil doesn't mean suppose he has thousands of sode. In other words, base or sode. How is it worth? If he were to sell this sode of a beiso while that crop was not eaten up, he would get, let's say, $100 or $200. Now that the crop was eaten up, so he'll get for that sort of Bishol only $180. So Mele has to pay $20, the difference. If we were to appraise how much is that crop once it is harvested, how much is somebody will pay for it in the market, so then it might be $30. But we don't appraise it in terms of its own value unless it's already immediately kotzer. But if it's not immediately kotzer, not fully ripe, then we appraise its value in terms of the diminution in the value of the Sodei Bishol. That's how we remember. So that's why Rashi explains it. Kama yofe achshof im perisa v'chamot yofe b'loi peris v'leisanei. But the other part, shimoch la'aruga b'sodei u'shomi na'aruga b'shubacha sh'nizek. Regardless what kind of an aruga the behemoth yat, whether it ate an aruga mishabachas or an inferior aruga, so he has to pay the value of an aruga mishabachas. That's only the sagdaitach of the Gemara, but that's Rashi's derech. I mean, even the Mishnah sometimes, Rashi will explain the Mishnah according to sometimes according to Haram the Gemara. Has come the Chama here when Rashi is explaining the price, I mean, at the very outset, before the Maskon of the Gemara. So Rashi explained. And then Rabbi Akiva Imre Lebo HaKosuf Eligus Lizok Min Yidyes Bikal Vachim Ari Hekdish. Before us to come. So the Gemara has the cash. Rabbi Shmuel, Ochol Shmeino, Mishalom Shmeino, that we understand. Ochol Khusha Mishalom Shmeino. What's the small of that? Omar Avide Barobin, Hochem Meraskinon, כגין שאוכל הרוגו בין הרוגייס, ולא ידינו נדחו שאוכל לשמינו אוכל, ונשאל לו משמינו. So it's still a chish. In other words, if the Hamavim of the Gemara was that Rabbi Shmuel mentioned such a big chidish, which could only be explained in terms of knas, otherwise it couldn't even be explained. So the Gemara asked, Meicha Teise, that there is such a knas here. But now the Gemara says, not that Rabbi Shmuel holds, that if the behemoth eats up an inferior aruga, an inferior crop, so he has to pay the value of the best crop that a nizik has. Of course he has to pay only the value of the crop that he ate. He has to all kinds of crops. So,
so what does he mean by making sadeo?
One second. But what Rabbi Shmuel means, if the behemoth ate up, the nizek has all kinds of crops, an inferior crop and a superior crop, and the behemoth ate up a crop, and we don't know which crop the behemoth ate up. It's not so easy to determine. So the general din is amitzim chaver olavarai. So he had exerts a kosuf for years, made up so day of the nizek has to pay. In case it's not known what kind of a crop the behemoth ate, whether he ate the superior crop of the nizek or the inferior crop of the nizek, so the burden of proof is upon the nizek. And the burden of proof is upon the mazik. If he can't prove that the behemoth ate up the inferior crop of the nizek, he has to pay the superior crop, the best crop of the nizek. Why? Also is special zakos. But then the chiddush is not so great. If we said that according to Rabbi Shmuel, even in the case where we know that the behemoth ate up the inferior crop, he still has to pay the value of this superior crop, so then it's like a knas. So that is inconceivable. So now the Gemara says there is a chiddush, but not such a big chiddush. But even then the Gemara refutes. So Omar Avri the Maraobi, Hocha Maskin Vesh Ocha Aruga Ben Arugis, Vyadim Mikhush Ocha Lishmein Ocha, the Nishalim Shmein, Nisof, Omar Rov, Umay Yadim Mikhush Ocha, Lo Nishalim Lekhush Ocha, Hash Lo Yadim Mikhush Ocha Lishmein Ocha, Nishalim Shmein Ocha, Hamis Lechavei Alavarai. In other words, even that Chiddush is not Mistab. Ela Omar Abach Adayak, Hochem maskinon kishoy, so it is the nizek, kizibur is the mazik. In other words, of course, he doesn't pay, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't say that the mazik has to pay more than the value of the kfar. He has to pay the value of the kfar. Whether the mazik, the behime, ate up a crop of the best crop, the inferior crop, it has a certain value. Let's say the value of the crop that the behemoth ate out is $20. So he has to pay $20, not a penny more than $20. But suppose the mazik doesn't have cash, so he has to collect from the karka, so he can collect from, he can take from the karka. Ezibur, yes, that is, then he'll take, in order to collect $20 from the Ziburias, he'll take a bigger measure of the Ziburias, or he can collect from the Idias of the Mazik, so then he'll take a smaller measure, but whatever he takes, it will be to the extent of the $20. But the $20 can be collected from a better tree, from a better sode, or it can be collected from an inferior sode. If he collects it from the inferior sode, so then he'll collect more in terms of quantity. And if he collects it from the superior, yeah, so he'll take less. Now, of course, a person likes to collect less from superior quality than more from inferior quality. So there is a certain advantage in that. But he cannot collect more, a penny more than the value of the hefts.
In other words, it's always mammon, it's never class.
What?
It's always mammon.
Of course it's mammon, yeah. But in other words, but the Hagamim of Gemara was that he pays more than the value of the hefset. Let's say, one bushel of wheat of inferior quality is worth $20, but one bushel of wheat of superior quality is worth $40. So the Hagamim of Gemara was that the Mazik has to pay $40. Well, that's inconceivable. Now the Gemara says no. He doesn't pay one penny, or even half a penny, more than the value of the hefsek. But the same amount that let's say is $20, can be collected from good quality soda and from inferior quality soda. If he collects from good quality soda, so then he collects less. If he collects from inferior quality soda, he collects more, but it'll be the same amount. So so Rabbi Shmuel says, and the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is in the case. So it is the nizek, it's the boy, it's the mazik. Now that goes without saying that the mazik, the nizek cannot say to the mazik, you know, your behemoth eat up good quality tree and you don't have any cash, so, and you don't have good quality tree either, so why don't you buy good quality tree? You don't have cash, but here, on credit, you'll be able to buy good quality soda, and then I'll collect from the same kind of sode that you're being made out. He cannot say that. He can only collect from the sode that the mazik has. But from the sode the mazik has, he has to collect, he can collect the value of the hezek. The value of the hezek is $20, even if he, and the sode of the mazik is such poor quality that he'll have to take away the whole sode. So he takes away the whole sode. And he cannot force the mazik to buy better quality sode in order that he should be able to collect the hezek from the same kind of sode that his behemoth was mazik. We can't force the mazik to buy a new type of sode. Only if he has good quality sode. So Rabbi Kiva's shita is, if the mazik has good quality sode, even if even if the mazik's ziburias is as good as the mizik sidias, so then according to Rabbi Kiva, the mizik can collect from the idias of the mazik. And Rabbi Shmuel says, in the case where the ziburias of the mazik is as good as the idias of the nizek, then he can only collect from the ziburias of the mazik. So it's a question of shushin. As a matter of fact, as far as chiyum is concerned, it's not even shaykh to say that when the behemah is mazik, so that the mazik, the owner of the behemah, is mechuyev to pay idias. Suppose he had cash. So then he will pay cash. He doesn't have cash. So he collects from the karak. So it's not correct to say. He collects from the karak, he's mechuyev. If the value of the hefset is $20, he owes him $20. Yagirim na yekev. He owes him $20, period, that's all. There's no such thing. I owe him meitav. It's not what I have to say. Balchev is beinisk, vashishab is boyes, nizek is bidias. What it means? Different shibudim. No, it's the same shibud. A mazik owes a certain sum of money, a balchev, a leva owes a certain amount, and the baal owes the ish a certain sum of money. That's all. There is no such thing in the Shibudim, in the Chiv, Idias, Benes, Ebroyas, there is no such concept in Chiyuvim. In Chiyuvim there is a Chiv of money. I own X amount of money, that's all. The X amount of money can be collected from the most superior Sode, so he'll collect just one small piece. And he can collect from the poorest kind of sode. So he'll collect a whole sode, a big sode. But he owes the mazik, owes the nizek, a certain sum of money. This, whether idias, beinis, ziburias, that's in schusim, that in nizek has the balcheves, suasisho. So in nizek has his schus to collect from the best. The amount of money that the mazik owes, he has his chus to collect from the best. But not that the mazik owes him the best. He doesn't own the best. Suppose he had cash. All right, kesef is the best. But he couldn't ask for anything else. He owes the money. That's all. But it's chusim. So the nizek has his chus to collect from the best. The amount of money that the mazik owes, the nizek has the schus to collect from the best, and the balchev has the schus only to collect from the medium, and it's a vasisha from the zeboyes. And the raya, there are many rayas. One of the rayas is, let's say, Dav Zayin, Medalev, Omer Abayel Rovek, Siv Meitav Sedeo Meitav Kami Yishalem, Meit Avei Miyachin Aloi, Vatani Yoshif Lerabi Shobekeset Afilu Subi, Loi Kashi, Kami Daidi, Kam Balkov. Why did the Gemara refuse that? The Gemara is there because by mixing Yeshua and Mishal is it that much. But otherwise, we could say that. So in other words, that if he pays Midaite, so he can pay Moshugit. But if he is not willing to pay Midaite, he has to call him to Jintar, Bitar,
and
has to force him. Then he can best move force him to pay out the Midaite. As far as the Chiyuv is concerned, so is there a difference? Well, it's not the same field where the obligor pays voluntarily, or he gives you a lot of trouble and he has to be forced by person. The chayv is a chayv. That's in the schusim, which I have to say. In other words, that as far as the chayv is concerned, so the chayv is a chayv. He can pay you ziburias. Even if it is so ziburias that you have to give him 10 sodis in order to pay up for the value of the hezik. So, he's only free of X amount of money. That's all. But it's chusi that the obligee, the one to whom he's mechuyev, has against the obligor. So, Mimele, according to Oman Doma, according to Rabbi, but then Abaye, Rabbi was chazer to Abaye. According to Rabbi at first, so the schus is only shayach if the obligor doesn't want to pay Metzinatev. But if he wants to pay Metzinatev, he doesn't have such a schus. But as far as, and then the other guy is going to be more than the animal base, you'll see that all the halachas, the ideas, bringers and brothers, that's only, they relate only to the schusim that the obligee has against the obligor, how to be given. But as far as the chiv is concerned, there is no such thing, kitiyas, bringers and brothers. He always on the search and so on. So the Gemara says, Ela ma'arach be'ak, focha ma'askinon k'ishay, she'idyas d'nizay, k'ziburyas d'mazik. Uvihopri, Rabbi Shmuel sovar b'nizek shagin. Nizek shagin. In other words, since without a special source, so the mazik could give him any serving, and even if it is such poor quality that you'll have to collect 10 sodas, which would be a big nuisance for him. So, he could pay, doesn't make any difference, because he owes him X amount of money. He doesn't owe Meita. He owes X amount of money. But, there is a special schus that the Nizek has. So, the Torah expresses that schus, Meita Sodeo, Meita Kame Yishalim. So, Rabbi Shmuel learns out from certainly Al Fuse that Meitav has reference to Meitav the Nizek. So you can ask why you buy Nizek. The Torah says so, no kashas. But it only relates to the Schos Gvir, not to the Chiyuv. Chiyuv is an X amount of money. According to Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Akiva. So, the Torah herein says that the Nizek has a schus to be given from his sode that is as good as the best of his sode. In other words, as a matter of fact, without a special schus being vested in the Nizek, the mazik could say, I'm going to give you the most, the poorest kind of soda, quality-wise. And you'll have to take 10 sodas in order to collect $20. It's some nuisance. Without a special source, he would be able to do it. Because he has to pay. He has to pay. But, the special source that the Torah gave the Nizek, that the Mazik cannot paying with the poorest. He has to pay with the best. What the best? The best that the music possesses. Then he cannot have any more kindness. Listen, you are collecting from that kind of someone. All right, relative to me, it's the poorest. He's the poorest. But relative to you, that's the best that you have. What do you want? So that's the source. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, Meita Sudeo Mitakami Shale means the best that the mazik is. And even if the zibuyas of the mazik is as good as the zibuyas, as the idios of the nizek, but still the nizek is his host. True, I don't have such wonderful field quality-wise, but you are me, you are mazik me, I won't collect from your best, that's all. There's the machlok. Without a Rai, without it, Roshe, so Mr. Aswara, we should say, Meita Sudeo Mitakam Yishalem. We should pay. So the Sudeo should be a reference to the Mazik, after all, he's the one who pays. So the Torah says, Sudeo, so it should mean, Al Pi Aswara, Al Pi Pshuti Shal Mikro, without it, Roshe. That means Sudeo Shal Mazik. Unless we have it, Roshe. So what is it, Roshe? So, Nemasa de Lumato, Mita Sude Yushali, Nemasa de Lumalo, Ubi Episode Ache, as he says, the Reshove, Masa de Aro, Lumalo, Ubi Episode Ache is the music, Absodem Lumato, the music, the Rabakide, doesn't doubt, the Reshove. Aber die Mädchen sind hier mit der Kami, die Schalen der Ehren, die kommen die Schalen, die mit der Sohn der Juh, Schalamazi, die sie Schalen, na raus. Heute was nun aber Jakob, mit der Rabbi Schmör, und die Schalen, na rugel für Magi, und wir hoppen alle, ich sehe, ich habe sie hier in die Lecke, wo ist die Magi, Rabbi Schmör, so habe ich nicht, ich habe mich nicht, und ich habe sie mit Hoshi, ich habe Because also there is the nizek koim shalomaz in the nizke karke. Nizibuye shaloi bisho the nizke shalke. Wait, that's the day shal nizek. In other words, if it had been in the chiyuv, so then it would be very strange. The chiyuv is a chiyuv of the sum of money. But it's chusim. And without extra chusim, that the Torah rests in the nizek, in a certain obligation, so then the mazik would be entitled to give him anything he wants, no matter how unpleasant it is for the nizek to take 10 poor sodis. But as long as the total value of the 10 poor sodis is the amount he has, it's $20, he gets $20. He doesn't like it, okay, it's too bad. But the Torah gives the nizek a special source that he is entitled to take, to collect the ezek from his sode that he is the best. So contrary to it means that he is the best according to his standards, the nizek standards. And the contrary of Akiva, the Torah gives the nizek a source to collect from the best according to the mazik standards. After all, the Pshuti Shal Mikro is Meitav Sodeo, Meitav Kami, Shalim, Deheich Mishal. This is the Pshuti Shal Mikro. And even if there is a Droshe, So in Mikro Yitzim Lipshute. So how is it from Shmuel? Because of the Troshe Yitzikio, the Pshute Shal Mikro. So the Gemara says he's not taking Pshute Shal Mikro. So Amel is a Roshove, Kivit Amine, in the case of it is a Mizek, as well as the Mazek, but in Mikro Yitzim Lipshute, so Amel Kro, Kigedis Lele Mazek, Idios Vizibur, yes, the Idios Lele Mizek, so the judicial mikro is to apply to a case where the mazik has idias and tiburias, and the idias the mizek, and the idias the mizek. So in other words, the mazik has idias and tiburias, and the mizek has also idias. That the tiburias the mazik, the shaviak idias the mizek. In other words, suppose the Zibuyas the Mazik is not as good as the Idias the Mizek. And so then, since by collecting from the Zibuyas of the Mazik, he will not get the kind of Isodim of the best that he possesses. So then he has his schools, the Nizek, the Mazik was, I have your Mazik me, so I want to recover from the Sode that is at least as good as my best Sode. So if the Ziburius of the Mazik is as good, fine, so he doesn't have any schools to collect from the better Sode. But if it's not as good, but then the alternative is to collect from the Sode that's so superior, so then he has the schools to collect from the Sode that is so superior. All right.
Isaiah Rabbi Akiva.
What is it?
That's Rabbi Akiva.
Like Rabbi Akiva. But yes. In this case, he's like Rabbi Akiva. Not so many. So I'm a cork in this little magic, and he's a bullet, and he's a bull magic, and he's a bull. He shall make the famous on the top covering his warriors, and the government made tough, so the contra Mishmael, the schus vested in the Nizek is to collect from the Sode that is at least as good as his best. So if this bullet qualifies as like his best, okay. But if this Zibuyas doesn't qualify, and the next Sode is so much more than his best, so he's entitled to collect from the Idias of the Nizek. But the Rosh mentions two Shittas. Now let's turn to the Rosh.
According to Rabbi Shmuel,
yeah,
he paid from the
Edis
Alts Knas, or Alts is close?
Not
Knas,
has to show.
So it's
Alts close? If he had to pay more than the value of the Hezek, so then it would be Knas. But he paid, he doesn't pay one penny more than the value of the Hezek.
No, but Alts, the fact that he can take from
the Edis. It's close.
It's not Knas that he can make him take from the Edis.
Yeah, that's right. But just as I come to Rabbi Akiva, it's not the Knas. That's his house. He has to collect the $20, $20, $50, $100, whatever the Hezek is.
So the Torah gave him his house.
What's wrong there? The Torah gave him his house.
It's his house,
that's right. Tom Rabbin, Paragon Bay. Tom Rabbin, Mitch Stamit Kami, Shalmi, the Dame, the Kavish, and 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 the Dame Rabbi Akiva is so magic, Shem, the other year they became a lot of Chapkim Haber. And they called these little magic in the boy of the boy of the boy Shavi in Nizek, the Shavi in Meta. These little magic in the boy of the boy of the Shavi is the boy of the magic in Nizek, who bring the Shavi at all. The E, now he raises the question. Suppose the East of the Masik, the Gemara doesn't mention in this case. The Gemara only mentions the case where the Masik has Ziboyas and Idias. And the Ziboyas of the Masik is not as good as the Idias of the Masik. But the Idias of the Masik is much, much better. So then, even when Bishmol is made that the Nizek has a source to collect from the idiots of the Nizek, of the Mazik, the Mazik. Suppose, another case, in Eastern Mazik, Gemara only mentions a case where the Mazik has idiots and the boys, but suppose the Mazik has three kinds of quality, sodis, the boys, and bainess, and idiots. The East Lady Mazik Idias of Benin Ziboyas. From the Shavya Ziboyas, the Mazik, Chidias the Mazik. But the Ziboyas the Mazik is not as good as Chidias the Mazik. U Benin is Shavya Tveni is the Mazik. According to Rabbi Akiva, is the Amre, the Yai of the Benin. So even Rabbi Akiva, who in the case of where the Mazik has Ziboyas and Idias and the Idias and the Ziboyas of the Mazik is as good as the Idias of the Nizek. So Rabbi Akiva says the Nizek is entitled to collect from the Idias. Suppose the Mazik has Ziboyas and Bainess and Idias and the Ziboyas of the Nizek is as good as the Idias of the Nizek, and the Bainess of the Ziboyas of the Mazik is as good as the Idias of the Nizek, and the Bainess of the Mazik is even better than the Idias of the Nizek, and the Idias of the Mazik is even more better. So the Avishenim is saying, in this case, or even according to Rabbi Akiva, he can only collect from the Bainess. Only collect from. Again, that also has to be. The Rosh is heard. Uli Dagdik is the Amra, the Ivra Bainess. In other words, after all, he has no reason to complain. He's getting a good bargain. The Nizek, he's getting a field, he's collecting his $20, his $50, his $100 from a field that is much better than his best. So why should he complain? So then, but, and what's the raya? Why doesn't the Gemara mention that example? The Gemara only mentioned the example is the Lemazik, Ziboyas and Idias. Why didn't Gemara mention another example? A bigger Chiddush. Yisrael and Mazik, Ziboyas, Bainess and Idias. So Rabbi Akiva says that even in such a case, the Nizek can collect from the Idias. And the Mazik cannot say, I'm giving you Bainess, which is much better than your Idias. But he can insist upon a bigger Chiddush. The Gemara can show the Gemara Bainess only Yavel Bainess, Shavit Femi and Yavel Bainess. These the Amra and the Rosh Chodesh. These the Amra at Ulhoch and Yavel Bainess. These the Bainess.